Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. Geek, 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 geek.
Invented and go round where the fans unite. Steve Megatron leads us, igniting the night. Talking movies and games, pop culture galore. Altered Geek vibes always leaving us wanting more. Get altered, get geeky, it's a wild ride. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. In this adventure into geekdom, well, it's going to be some news and, well, some just light discussion. I, first of all, want to thank you for tuning in. And I'm not sure what platform you guys are listening to or listening from, but if you can let me know in the comment section on the episode post at geekcastradio.com, that'd be awesome. Just so I know where to kind of put my efforts and where things are kind of going as far as like the podcast downloads. I can see general data, but honestly, I prefer to hear it from the listener's mouth. So some of you may have noticed, if you were an old Google Podcast subscriber, that we did not have any of our programs on YouTube podcasts. Well, that has changed. This past week, I have gotten us set up with a number of shows on the YouTube area. And what I mean by that is we have at least the 2024 episodes. I didn't see value in posting older stuff just to boost the YouTube channel or to have ads or things flagged by copyright. So I opted to just upload things from 2024. And so I did All Things Transformers, Podcaster Meets World, Geekcast Radio, Studio 2009, The Beast Unleashed, Tooncast, The Cyber Dragon Ball, Altered Trek, and Altered Geek. So it will automatically update. It's synchronizing. Hopefully, we don't have the issue we had with Google Podcasts or Google Play Music where they would randomly change the RSS feed on me. So it was super annoying. And honestly, I'm kind of glad that that platform went the way of the dodo. So with that being said, I'm going to bring back a couple of the segments like Question of the Week. So when was the last episode you really felt engaged with? Like, what was the topic? What was something that really intrigued you and brought you in and made you feel a part of the conversation? I'm kind of revisiting the show and kind of reiterating things and redesigning and trying to basically make it more of a conversation and less of just, hey, let's report the news type situation. So that being said, I do have some news or top stories in geekdom. And I've been pulling these from all over the place. Some of them are outdated and old, and so I'm not going to bring those up anymore according to my script, because I've quite honestly been trying to sit down and record this episode for 2 weeks, and I recently got Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, the Budokai Tenkaichi 4, technically. And I've been playing that when I'm not recording with Mike and kind of using my free time to just, I don't know, unwind. It's been a crazy year, a lot of busyness, a lot of stuff going on at work, a lot of schedule issues, a lot going on. So I'm trying to get some gaming back in to just kind of unwind at the end of the night. But I do have some initiatives that I'm working on for Geekcast Radio. When I get closer to that, or I get something cemented, I will tease it here on the podcast as far as what I'm planning. But I think this might go over pretty well, and it might be something fun to try. It's not a podcast, though. So there's a couple of things I'm working on, to be honest. And I don't want to like come right out and say them, because there's been times I've been on the podcast and I've been like, hey, I really want to do this and I'm going to do this. And then time happens and it never comes to fruition. So I am working on some new ideas. I don't know if they're going to pay off. And if they don't, I'll just tell it anyway at some point. But at this juncture, I do have some things planned for Q1 2025. So without further ado, let's get into the top stories and geekdom. So Netflix, funny enough, I saw this article on LinkedIn about streaming customers hitting pause on streaming subscriptions because, and then resubscribing later because of, you know, rising costs, and saying that, you know, it's not that they don't want to be subscribed. It's the fact that budgets are tight and, you know, some are using flexible plans and promos to retain customers, as many kind of bounce between streaming platforms like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and all the like. Netflix, however, is, again, innovating where a lot of the others are not. Netflix is expanding into live programming. So, for instance, like an upcoming boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, which I honestly don't give a rip about, but it's kind of interesting. But I do find it funny that it's saying basically that people are pausing their subscriptions, not totally outright canceling. You know, some, like, I don't technically need services all year round. I don't watch stuff enough for that. But then again, like, I do enjoy kind of vegging and having that content available. I do have digital stuff on a drive here of just old movies I've ripped over the years and things that I physically owned at one point. And then I've also got like a select amount of DVDs and Blu-rays remaining. And there's some that I'm eyeing to purchase in the new future. Just kind of depends on budget again. But there's some series that I'd like to get my hands on because they're not that terribly expensive, especially with animation. But yeah, I'm thinking it's funny that there's a lot more pressure on these streaming platforms as more have come into the space and as they all continue to raise prices and have to make it worthwhile to stay open. The fact that people are looking for more bundles, basically cable, more full year discounts, more deals with like mobile companies. And I mean, looking at Comcast, for instance, they, you know, had budgetary promos for like a year. I have to call them up every year to renegotiate my contract because it's ridiculous how much it goes up at the end of the promo. Like I get the 300 megabyte download speeds presently, and I think it's like 10 or 15 megabyte up, and I think it's regular like $74 a month. And while it's not horrible, it's not in my budget. And I would just as soon take a speed cut to make it stay within my budget. My budget is low because I choose to make it that way. I was paying $50 a month for the same thing, and then I got a promo again for $40 a month. And so they kind of tiptoe back and forth. And at one point I was paying $20 a month, and then I went to, you know, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. And now I'm back down to 40. So it's just, it's this weird road where things kind of go back and forth. But the other thing I wanted to highlight with Netflix specifically is that they're debuting a clip sharing feature, which is honestly kind of welcoming to their service because they want you to share their content, just not with accounts. They have this new feature, and I haven't seen it, and this was like 2 weeks ago, and I'm not sure if it's still available or like where it's available or if there's certain programs that it's available. I haven't really looked into it all that much, but it allows you to save clips from shows and movies for rewatching or sharing on social media. The Moments option is available immediately on iPhones. Okay, this is why I haven't seen it. And will roll out on Android within a few weeks. It's meant to boost discussion about Netflix programs, something the streaming giant might want after seeing new subscriptions plateaus. Subscription fatigue is a thing. It's just unavoidable. There's so many subscriptions now that people are just looking for alternatives and just getting free. Whether that's with software or streaming platforms, like switching to Tubi, there's plenty on Tubi I'll watch. So it's not, I don't care about watching ads, but yeah, they're concerned because of a plateau. However, they've had their most profitable quarter ever, but they basically want to gamify and memeify their content to create moments with people to build these interest points for the different programs and get people interested in watching it. Kind of like, I feel like they're almost playing and dabbling with like a YouTube format in a sense with some of this, but I don't know. We'll see. It's basically like a YouTube short, but with legit movie content or TV content. So yeah, I'm interested to see where they go from here. So I also saw a few other articles on LinkedIn. One of them is like a particular podcast that's a favorite, isn't even real. It's done by notebooklm.google. And it's basically something that will help turn text. It uses Gemini 1.5, but it turns things from sources, and you can have it personalize. It's basically a research assistant. So you can upload PDFs, websites, YouTube videos, audio files, Google Docs, slides, and it will summarize them and make interesting connections between topics, all powered by their Gemini 1.5. I'm interested in this for a couple of reasons. Just show note research for podcasts. Not that I want to take away the human element at all. Like I don't. But I was also thinking for like instance, Altered Trek. There's tons of lore to go through, and I don't want to misquote. I don't want to take things from like Wikipedia. I do like the Memory Alpha wiki that's available because it is curated and they do keep up to date on that. However, I don't know if anybody remembers when I did Future Imperfect. I did the Elkars segment. And it was the memory, you know, library computer system for the Enterprise D. And they later used it on everything. But I used that as a method to tell like kind of cliff notes of the season that we were covering or the episodes or things like that so that we could kind of get into the meat and potatoes of it in the episode. And so I'm looking at this again to take advantage of it so that it will physically read the content for me, at least so that I can use it on the episodes in that segment specifically. Like it would still be a discussion with Mike and I. And I've finally gotten progress as far as a theme song for that show. And so I know you guys have heard the new theme for Altered Geek. You've heard the new one for All Things Transformers. And then Altered Trek has its own. Finally, the Cyber Dragon Ball has one that I'll be debuting when I do the next episode. And so I'm trying to, yes, they're AI songs. Yes, I've been hyper picky about them. But at the same time, I don't want to get flagged with copyright because that's a big thing in the industry right now. And yeah. So I don't know. I'm looking at reviving a bunch of shows. I don't know if I have the time to. Like, I'd like to bring back the Internet Pathfinder, the Cyber Dragon Ball, this show. I do All Things Transformers with Mike. And so, yeah, I'm looking at reviving a bunch of old programs and bringing them into the fold. But we've also got a Geekcast radio store, which one of my ideas would be in that for the future. And we also have merch there. And I'll be adding more with a lot of the quotes from the hosts over the coming month or so. But I'm super excited for that and the prospects of being able to sell the merch. I'm excited for if we so choose in the future, we could do a membership subscription. However, like the podcast would, no matter what, would remain free. It would be simply be for like bonus content or early access to stuff. It would not be to get the podcast themselves. Additionally, if I were to do that, the place that I have this store set up would also have an app, and I could use the app and allow people to like kind of communicate with us and stream that content to this app, and they could also buy product and all that. So I'm super happy with the partnership with fourthwall.com, and I'm happy with how the things turned out there. But yeah, I mean, this is kind of just a quick update. I had more topics, but sadly they've kind of all been too long to really talk about it. I mean, we've got kind of a lot of things I could just do like cliff note editions of. Like the Velma series was finally canceled, which I felt was kind of crap. The Tomb Raider Netflix series was halfway decent. It wasn't bad, but it could have been better. The Warner Brothers Joker sequel flopped, which I saw that coming because the first one I felt like was crap. And then of course, like the Internet Archive Wayback Machine was hacked, and then they were down, and now they're finally back up, but at a different capacity. And then of course Disney is going, or not Disney, Netflix is going for less is more like film plans. Like they're looking to make less films and kind of make them more budget friendly for them. And additionally, Disney is to replace Bob Iger in 2026, which again, like all of these things are just a multitude of interesting prospects in entertainment. So anyhow, I have more planned for the future. I do. I'm just waiting for my work schedule to kind of die down some. Would you guys want to hear about like Sparking Zero or some of the other things that are kind of interesting me that I've been delving into, either like technically with a website or with podcasting or some of my articles or just things like that? Just let me know. feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can, of course, comment on this post on Facebook or on the website geekcastradio.com. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks. Batman's shadows to Iron Man's flight, our geeky adventures take off like a kite. In a world where pixels paint the skies, gather round friends, let's amplify our cries. Wolverine's claws sharpen, the battles ignite. Steve's got the insights guiding us right. Altered Geeks here, no limits in sight. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name. From classic icons to new sci-fi dreams, with every episode we'll unravel the themes. Let's geek out and laugh, keep the spirits high. Together we'll journey, reaching for the sky. Just
discussion. Let's dive into lore from Star Trek to Transformers. We're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name.